From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabia village of Awamiya chanting "Down with the Saud" and "Death to the Saud" today after the beheading of prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimra. Saudi Arabia carried out its largest mass execution in more than 3 decades, putting 47 people to death convicted of terrorism, including the Shiite cleric. The cleric Nimr al-Nimr was a key figure in the Arab Spring of 2011 and also criticized the government's treatment of Saudi Arabia's Shiite minority, many of whom complain of nationalization. From Iraq, this is Fadi al-Shimr of the Islamic Supreme Council. He says Saudi Arabia made a big mistake in executing al-Nimr because it will fuel existing tensions in the region, and also that the Supreme Council had been promised that the sheikh and his companions were to be pardoned, but now that promise has not been honored. Media outlets report most of those put to death were alleged to be Sunni militants, and some had allegedly ties to al-Qaeda. All but two were Saudis, one was Chadian and the other Egyptian. Protests have now spread to other countries, including India and Iraq. And in Israel, police there have carried out a large-scale manhunt today for the gunman who opened fire at a Tel Aviv bar, killing 2 people and wounding at least 7 others. The motive for Friday's attack remains unclear. Relatives of the gunman have identified him as an Israeli Arab. An Israeli police spokesperson told the French news agency that there is a strong possibility this was a terrorist attack, but criminal motives have not been ruled out. The New Year's Day shooting. This is VOA News.